I'll get it later. For over 20 years now, these five simple words have motivated me daily. Why? These were my dad's last words. The night the Lord called my dad home to heaven, I realized something. Later may never come. Who are the Gideons? What do we believe? And what do we do? Gideons are common, ordinary businessmen, professional men who have received Jesus as our personal Savior. What do we believe? We believe that the Bible is the infallible Word of God and that Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal Son of God. What do? We place Bibles in public places so people who are not looking for God have the opportunity to find him. Let me say that again. We place Bibles in public places so people who are not looking for God have the opportunity to find him. So, since 1899, the Gideons have been spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ by placing Bibles throughout this world. To date, we've placed over 2.4 billion Bibles in over 190 countries around the world. I've always been fascinated with facts and figures, and I was looking at the Gideon website, and I was looking at the records of distribution and the timing, and a little fact came out to me with the numbers. It just sort of appeared. And what it was it took 90 years to place the first 1 billion Bibles. But it only took 15 to place the second 1 billion. And it may only take 9 or 10 to place the third 1 billion. And when that little fact of those figures came out to me, you know, it's sort of like a curve that's accelerating. And, you know, I sat there and I thought about that, and I looked around, and today as we witness not only America's falling away from God, but the rest of the world as well, it's not only progressing, but it's accelerating. But guess what God's doing on the opposite side of that? He's accelerating his word so that more people have the opportunity to know him. Last year alone, we placed over 80 million Bibles. So if you break that down, that's 2 Bibles per second of every second of every day. 2 Bibles all last year. Where do we place these Bibles? We're most well known for our hotel Bibles. If you've stayed in a hotel, oftentimes you'll see the Bible in the hotel. This has been really steady for a number of years, but recently it's heading in a different direction, unfortunately. Washington Post, an article, 2020. Hotel Bibles are still a thing, but for some brands, they're on their way out. As we're trying to accelerate God's word to be placed in those public places for people that aren't looking for God, have the opportunity to find him, the enemy is trying to advert that. We do place Bibles in prisons, hospitals, college campuses, with military members and first responders, and in public schools when allowed. When I was a child, the Gideons actually, I grew up in Middleburg, went to Midwest School District. The Gideons came in and actually handed us a Bible right in our classroom. That rarely, if ever, happens today in the United States. I was up at a Gideon camp in Shamokin, and they did say they were still allowed to do that at one of the private schools there, but not at the public schools. And oftentimes, the public schools were not even allowed for distribution to be on school property, so it's a little tough to give the Bible to children when you're standing across the street. So that fall away from God is definitely accelerating. And Pastor read Isaiah 55:11, And that really ties back to our mission, and that the word will prosper and for which it was sent. I'd like to share some testimonies. As a Gideon, we have access to literally thousands of testimonies that come in via email, via mail to the Gideons. I like to share several that are sort of close and personal to me. So I've been in Gideon for a little over 6 years now. And on my very first Gideon report, like I'm doing here today, it was in southern Pennsylvania in a small church, not unlike this. I finish up my report and I was leaving with my mentor, Earl Furster. He took me out on my first trip. He was a State Farm insurance guy, and we talked a lot on that day. And as I was walking to my car, a little woman, older woman, elderly, sort of came across, scannered across the parking lot, and she said, "I want to give you some money for a Gideon Bible." I said, "Oh, thank you." She said, "I have to confess something." I sort of said, "Okay." I stole a Gideon Bible. And I looked at her and I sort of smiled and I said, "Praise the Lord." Not that you stole it, that it was there. I said, "Tell me your story." And she started. She said, "I grew up in New Jersey and I wanted to be a movie star. I ended up in Los Angeles, which led me to Las Vegas, and I was leading a terrible life, and I couldn't live with myself anymore, and I decided to check into a hotel, and I was planning on not checking out." She said, "I had a bottle of pills. I had a bottle of vodka. My plan was to start drinking the vodka, and then when I had enough nerve, I was going to take these pills." And she wasn't a big woman, so she said, "I started drinking that vodka, and I got my nerve up, and I opened that bottle of prescription pills, and my hand started shaking, the pills started falling all over, and I bent down, and when I bent down, right there beside the bed was a Gideon Bible on the shelf." She said, "I picked it up. I don't know why. I didn't grow up in the church. I started reading. Guess what? I checked out of that hotel. That was the Bible I stole. And I said, praise the Lord." That one Bible in that public place, she wasn't looking for God that night, was there and interacted with her. Another testimony that I have to share, I gave the Gideon report up in Williamsport in the city church last year, and was talking with the one of the elders in the church, and he said when he was in college, he went to, at that time it was the USSR, it was what we now know of Russia, but it was the communists back in the late 70s. And he said, "I was traveling with some missionaries that were allowed to come in, and I noticed that there was, you know, a lot of the churches, the only Bibles they had were Gideon Bibles. And the gentleman that was taking me around and touring me to these different places, again, the churches were, I won't say like a church we have now, they were sort of underground churches at that time. And you know, after a week of traveling with this man, he said, how did all this happen?" He said, "Well, I can tell you." He said, "I planted these churches. I planted well over 100 churches." Now, he had no idea that he was driving around or riding around with the man that had started these churches, essentially. And he said, "Wow, that's absolutely amazing." And he said, "How did this all come by?" And he pulled out a Bible, and it was a Gideon Bible. Obviously not in English, but in Russian language. And he said, this is why these churches are here, this Bible. And he said, "How?" He said, "Well, I worked for the Department of the Ministry of Information." Well, that's a interesting position. What did you do? Well, I worked in a small town, and he told him the name of the town, and we had a boiler that needed to be fed, and I fed it information. He said, do you know how many Gideon Bibles I burned? How many other Bibles I burned? I burned thousands and thousands. That was my job. Any information, whether it was the Bible or whether it was propaganda that the government didn't agree with, his entire job was to confiscate it, take it, literally throw it into a big furnace. And that furnace created steam and electricity for the village, the town. So they were feeding it other things, but that was one of those fuel sources. And one day, after doing this for a number of years, he grabbed the box, and when he grabbed that box and went to throw it in the big fire, and I could just see the fire, you know, visualizing this, and he's taking the box, and his Bible fell out. He reached down, he picked his Bible up, Gideon Bible, and started looking at it, and he said, burned lots of these before, looked exactly like it. But in the back of the book, there was a name written. This is grandmother's Bible. Underneath that, people I pray for daily. And his name was near the top of the list. He wasn't looking for God that day. God grabbed a hold of him with that Bible. That was the Bible he showed him. And all those churches throughout the Soviet Union were created with that one Bible. I had another testimony that I haven't been on a international distribution, but a gentleman from outside of Harrisburg came in and spoke to us, and he was in, I guess it would be Western Europe, so now it's those countries that were in the Soviet bloc, and this was 2018 he was there. And remember I said they don't allow the Gideons in the schools? Well, they did over there. They absolutely encouraged it, so much so that they took them to schools they didn't even plan on going, and they were running out of Bibles. And this one girl came, and they were out of Bibles. She said, I'd just like to touch the book about Jesus. I just want to touch it. Goes back to, it just absolutely amazing. You know, we sit here in America, and we lots of us have more than one Bible, but there's places where they'll actually take this Bible and they'll tear it apart, this little testament, tear it apart into the Gospels, and they'll pass it around because they're hungry for the Word. And we don't get to see that. It's sort of sheltered, but as a Gideon, I get to interact with these people, and it's just absolutely amazing to me what God's Word can do. So how can you help? First, foremost, with prayer. The Gideon's ministry is a outreach from the local churches. All of the funds that are donated to the Gideons are used to purchase and place Bibles. So the small testaments are about $1.25, and the hotel Bibles cost around $5 to print and place. So we do place those Bibles. So if God has laid it upon your heart to contribute a financial gift, either today or at a later time, thank you so much for that. Another way to help the Gideon ministry, it's sort of one of our best kept secrets, and you have one right inside the front door, so as you come in onto the right, it's our Gideon cards. These are absolutely free, and we encourage you to take them. If you take them all, we'll fill them back up. We have people that go around to the churches, and we fill them up, so when I first saw these, I didn't quite understand how to use them, but my wife explained it to me. She's a little smarter than I am. So there's a card, there's an envelope, and then inside the envelope, there's another envelope. So the card and the envelope are just like we'd buy at Walmart or at the drugstore, at the grocery store. That's a card that you can, in memory, thinking of you. You can write in there, and there's always space for a personal message. And you write the name in memory of, and how many Bibles, 1, 2, 10 Bibles you want to donate. And you send that to the person that you want to send the card to. Well, that card gets there. and they get a card. They don't have to do anything. That they're not required to place any Bibles or do anything. That second envelope is where you send the money to the Gideons for the number of Bibles, and then we'll take care of it. Somewhere in the world, Bibles will be placed in that name. So, you know, for a $5 donation, you get the card free. And, you know, I see the prices of everything going up. Cards are probably around $5 today. So why not give a Bible as well as a card? So I really encourage you to use that. So remember, later may never come without your help. Thank you.
We're pretty good at letting you go over. Okay. I took them over an hour one day.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't get nothing thrown at me. They're good people. Oh, they're good people. Yeah, I'm serious. Not 10 minutes, an hour. Did you learn anything today? They're volunteers. The money you give goes directly to Bibles. Did you know that you can even they have a memory card? You can place Bibles in memory of your loved ones. Through the years, I've received a number of cards like that from Gideons that say, I'm praying for you and your church. I've had calls from Gideons. Pastor, is there anything that you want us to pray for? We're gathered and we're going to be praying Saturday and we have special needs. Do you have any special needs in your church, Pastor, that you'd like us to pray for? And that's what they do. They do those things. Okay? All right. Time to go home. Miss Stan. Thank you, Steve.
You
thank you, Shelly. I'll dismiss you. You can go back and that way. Be back there and they can be talking to you when they leave. All right. Father in heaven,
yes.
It's been a good day. I'm glad that I was able to be here today. This is my family and I love them. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me through the years. Thank you for life and its many blessings. Salvation, the Word of God. I have several copies in my home. I'm so, so thankful, so grateful, so blessed. Pray that this Word will go forth into homes where people have never received it. Let people see it that never seen it before. And they can experience what I have experienced and what these, your people, have experienced through the years. Thank you, Lord. It's time to go home to our homes. Give everybody a safe trip and give us a wonderful and blessed week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lord bless you.